WACV.
That's you!
Forgetting to take your allergy medications? Now there's an easy way to remember. Introducing new Big Benadryl. Big Benadryl comes with a prescription-strength allergy medication and a giant grandfather clock alarm bell. So if you forget to take your allergy medication, Big Benadryl reminds you. 24/7. Big Benadryl. You'll never forget to take your allergy medication again.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Rich Thomas joins us after Fox at 5.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney Michael Avenatti facing federal charges out of California and New York. He was arrested in New York, where U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says Avenatti tried to extort millions from Nike.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price.
Avenatti facing wire and bank fraud charges in California in a separate case. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee calling for an investigation into how the special counsel's Russia election meddling probe started.
Republican Lindsey Graham says there are still unanswered questions about the Russia investigation.
Hopefully, in a bipartisan fashion, we'll begin to unpack the other side of the story.
For Graham, that means a review of the approval of a FISA warrant and the use of a controversial dossier from a former British spy.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This is Fox News.
Baby chicks made a marshmallow. Right now, I ask the Easter Bunny, bring me some peeps, just be a decent fellow. I'm now remembering how he forgets to bring me peeps every single Easter. Maybe this year. But I tear that basket at the seams. I find chocolate bunnies and jelly beans.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I'm a little nervous right now because my boss is here. I am Digital Rainbow Boy First Class.
It's gotten busy since last time we talked to you. There's now a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock. Basically in that space between Birmingham and Troy. In other words, all the counties in the middle. All right, till 9 o'clock, severe thunderstorm watch. And there are several warnings in effect right now. We're looking at a corridor of thunderstorms. It's not a solid line, but it's a corridor of thunderstorms stretched across the state from, you know, let's say, Rome, Georgia, all the way through Sylacauga, down to Clanton, over towards Demopolis. Several warnings right now, Marengo, Sumter, Bibb, Chilton, Perry, counties under warnings. And the whole area is shifting southeastwards, so that means a lot of us are going to have to deal with this. And the main threat in this situation is large hail and damaging winds, too. There are reports of several trees down in Perry County in the Harpersville area. There's some counties where hail is covering the ground right now. So the threat of golf ball size hail is certainly there with some of these storms. Not everybody's going to see a storm like that, but certainly that is a possibility as these continue moving southeastward. So again, repeating, severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. And a bunch of warnings now lined up from across the middle of Alabama, just north of all of us. North, in other words, it's in that strip of counties that includes Chilton, Coosa, Marengo, Perry. It's in that strip of counties, and it's moving southeastward. So we'll be dealing with this as we go through the evening hours tonight. In fact, if you looked at my future radar this morning. It is right on schedule. And by about 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be shifting south of the Montgomery area in towards Troy. And tomorrow will be a cooler day with a high around 67. And we got up to at least up to around 80 today, and that kind of set the stage, the afternoon heating, for these bigger storms. That's your situation now at 5:06.
These storms that are descending, and they're really interesting because they're like bullets, mm-hmm. the way they're shaped. We were just outside on the thinking stoop, and the high clouds that you could see in the distance,
yeah.
very high, those look like the tops of some pretty big thunderstorms.
It's probably blow off of the anvils of some of these storms, yeah. I would think.
So yeah. I would be right on that, then.
Yeah, I think so.
Care for peep?
No, thanks.
Yeah, purple and
trying
pink.
To quit.
Cigarette?
No. Let me run down to the storm center.
Under a lot of stress, I just wanted... We thank you for
no problem.
Taking the time
yeah,
to come up
sure.
and join us. And again,
I'll see you.
That is a severe thunderstorm watch, which is in effect till 9 o'clock tonight. And the stuff that we're seeing on the radar is about halfway between Millbrook and Calera up I-65.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Malaka. Where is Malaka at?
Right here.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour this afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has Montgomery Fire and Rescue headed to 500 Northeastern Boulevard. That's right at Twain Curve for a possible structure fire, so watch out there. We also have an accident with injury right off the Atlanta Highway at Bradley Drive and Mallory Street, so watch out if you're in that vicinity. Give them room to do their job. Speaking of the Atlanta Highway, it's pretty busy right there around Federal Drive and Ann Street, so watch out there. We also see a large crowd down around the Eastdale Mall area. Traffic is just really busy this afternoon, so watch out where you're headed. A lot of cars are leaving the downtown area at this time, so watch out on Madison Avenue and out on South Decatur Street. The interstates are still running at a speed limit ride. There is a little bit of a slowdown on I-85 as you approach the interchange, so be careful there. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Art and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick question with everything going on here. Does anybody know anybody locally that does bird rescue? I got a note from a friend about some baby doves that are now orphaned because a hawk got the mom and the dad. So there's two little baby doves alone in the nest. If you have any suggestions, please email me at gregbudell@aol.com or send me a Facebook message so I can put you in touch with the guy who's trying to help somebody with a big heart. 509, severe thunderstorm watch till 9, and these are looking like pretty nasty little suckers. They're going to be lining up to the west and north of us in the next hour or so. Brett McDonald will join us. First, your local news at 5:10.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. A state lawmaker is apologizing for an outburst on the floor of the Alabama House of Representatives in which she repeatedly shouted at House Speaker Mac McCutcheon. Representative Wandalyn Gavan issued a statement over the weekend saying that she responded in a manner that did not reflect her character or political office.
Right.
Severe weather is possible across much of Alabama. The National Weather Service said large hail and damaging winds are possible with the Monday evening storms. The highest threat will be in central Alabama after 3 p.m. Forecasters said the storms could bring winds up to 60 miles an hour and golf ball-sized hail. And several local churches came together over the weekend to raise money for Lee County tornado victims. The hand-in-hand benefit concert was held at Resurrection Catholic Church. All proceeds go to the East Alabama Medical Center Foundation. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organ's in as a 12th seed? The Sweet 16.
I got somebody on the phone who I think is pretty happy with the way things have worked out in the basketball tournament so far. Please welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Did you make it to one of the games in Salt Lake?
I did. As a matter of fact, we made it to both. It was...
the first one was a little bit frustrating, wasn't it?
It was very frustrating. Yeah, I was... I think that my wife probably thought I was going to be carted off to cardiac intensive care in the local Salt Lake Hospital. That game, you know, we had it well in hand. I think we were up by 10, 12 points or so with
right.
2 or 3 minutes to go in the game, and then it was a comedy of errors. But you know, it was a great time. You know, went out there for that Barron's Conference, which right. had been planned for many weeks, and then lo and behold, you know, Auburn gets seated in
good
that
West
region. Yeah, it was unbelievable. So we took advantage of that, and it all worked out really nicely. And so, yeah, Sweet 16.
One of the things I was interested to see, I was off Friday afternoon. I'm dealing. You want to know what I have?
Yeah.
You're going to love this. I have chondrodermatitis modularis helicis, which I know it sounds fatal, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound good, that's for sure.
Well, no, it really isn't. It's very painful. It's the an inflamed nerve in the upper ear, and
ooh.
It hurts like hell. So,
if it involves a nerve,
Dr. Love, local EMT par excellence, saved me. From this, it's still taking time, but at least it's getting better. Anyway, I was not here Friday afternoon, so I don't know if Joey and you had a chance to talk. But I was curious over the weekend once the Mueller report came out, and of course, like most of us thought it would, revealed no collusion, nothing. They got a big now they're even crazier. But
it is. It's insane.
I thought that would be a positive moment for the markets today. How would you view that?
It is. It's absolutely a positive for the markets. And, you know, if you just quickly, let me just hit the key bullet points. So last
please
week,
do.
You know, Wednesday, really big issue. The Fed came out, released the minutes to their meeting. They had their press conference, you know. And not only did Jay Powell say no rate hikes this year, but then he indicated we're going to basically stop our balance sheet runoff, and he indicated that the economy is weakening. So that was not really great news for the market. But at the same time, I think he confirmed the fact that it's really not a U.S. problem. This is a global problem, mm-hmm. And I've talked about this a bunch on the show.
Yes,
that
you have.
It's really weakness we're seeing in Europe. They're probably in a recession as we speak. Japan is in horrible shape. And then you look at what's going on in China. Their economy is in a mess. And so all of this is impacting, you know, the United States. Question is can we muddle through this without going into recession ourselves or getting sucked into it?
Mm.
So that kind of created a little bit of volatility towards the end of last week. But then to your point, as you go into the weekend, there was this great anticipation about this Mueller report, and markets were a little nervous about that because, after all, we know what Trump has done, his administration, with tax rates, particularly corporate tax rates, on and on. And there was the fear that, oh my goodness, you know, what happens if he's implicated or in any way. But then when that report came out, to your point, and you said it brilliantly, nothing is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Joey, you know, off the air when I called in, it was, you know, we had landed in Atlanta and we were on the interstate driving home. And so this news broke and I listened to, you know, Fox at first, and then I switched over to CNN to listen to their commentary and approach to it. And then I switched over to MSNBC, and I did this over about an hour and 15 minutes on the interstate. It was absolutely incredible, the disparity between all three networks in terms of how they chose to report on this. Interestingly, none of them could say anything about the conclusion that, you know, he had nothing to do and his campaign had nothing to do. And not only that, there wasn't even a single American that had anything to do with Russia.
Yeah, they indicted and Russians that will never, ever stand trial.
That's right. That's right.
It's a joke.
The piece of it, though, that was really interesting to me was the whole idea that, you know, they, you know, the Attorney General Barr said in his letter to Congress that, you know, there wasn't enough there to implicate the president or exonerate him for golly, it escapes my brain all of a sudden. For what is it? Help me. Collusion. No. His tampering or with the process.
Oh.
This is ridiculous. I can't think of the word. Anyway, my point around that is, I listen to a lot of people talk about this. How could you accuse the president of meddling with the investigative process when there was no crime to meddle with? You see what I mean?
Well, you can't exonerate somebody from something they didn't do.
Happen. That's right. That's the whole point. And so Fox seized on that and spent a lot of time talking about that, both from a legal standpoint as well as a pragmatic standpoint. But then CNN sort of took the middle road on it. They did a little bit better job than MSNBC. But MSNBC was just, oh, my gosh. It was like you would have thought Pelosi and the Democratic Party had given them their talking points, you know.
Oh, it was obscene. I had to turn the TV off in the studio this morning. Who am I looking at? I'm looking at Paul Podesta, of all people, to be judging anybody.
Obstruction of justice. That's
right.
The word I was thinking of.
You can't obstruct something that you didn't do.
That's right.
I mean, really. And Mueller did not have a single person on his team that was not a Trump-hating Democrat. Not one. It was the most unbalanced political team. By the way, somebody just texted me obstruction of justice. I'm sorry. I've got weather situations that I'm getting notes on here as well, because we're under a severe thunderstorm watch and that stuff is starting to close in. So I'm kind of multitasking here. I apologize. I would have had that, but there are some distractions this afternoon. So they keep using, you know, obstruction of justice and it didn't exonerate, but there was no charge. You can't be exonerated. Hey, Brad, guess what? I'm exonerated for murder. I never did it. I was never charged with it, but I'm exonerated.
That's,
I know,
right.
These people, they're nuts. They're deranged. They're and I think it's going to hurt them big next year.
No, I do, too. I think the whole issue is they would like the entire report released because they want to seize on one piece of it where they subpoenaed a witness so that they can turn it into some grand fabrication, you know, that you know, people might believe. I don't know, but it really is sort of comical. It's unbelievable, you know, how they choose to report on these things. But let me tell you, though, just to wrap it up, I there's no question whatsoever this is a moment where market participants, portfolio managers all over the world are breathing a sigh of relief.
Sure.
This is over and done. It's yesterday's news. Put it to bed and move along. Now Trump can spend all of his time and resources and energy in getting these trade deals done and moving along with the you know, pro-business agenda that he's laid out. And if Schumer and Pelosi are smart, I think they will probably play along here and move along. As a matter of fact, I'll say, too, I think that both of them were probably given a wink and a nod by somebody somewhere, because Pelosi would have never come out and said a week or two ago or whenever it was, you know, we're not going to do impeachment, it's not good for the country and all of this kind of thing. She would have never done that if she didn't have an idea.
Right.
So, anyway, I hope and I really believe that, you know, there will be some acquiescing from the left, and it appears maybe they've, you know, put a fence around AOC and some of the others, and maybe they can do some things, you know, with Trump. The infrastructure bill would be huge, and I think as soon as we get this Chinese deal done, I think you're going to see that front and center. So
I'm waiting for the first prominent Democrat to say, we apologize. This was nothing but a $25 million waste of time.
And you're going to be waiting a long time.
And 2 years of putting the country through this. I wonder why the country's so divided. This is one reason. Because this time and energy was wasted pursuing something that was actually probably launched by Barack Obama. And that's why I'm thrilled to watch Lindsey Graham and others say, okay, now we're going to ask some questions. What did Barack Obama know, and when did he know it? Because if you work them right up the food chain, say, hey, it's either prison or you tell us who told you to do this, to pass along. This is why Trump was ripping on McCain. It may not have sounded nice, and a dead man can't defend himself, but it's a known fact that he passed along that dossier in the hopes that it would hurt Trump. And I'm sorry.
Well, that's what Trump was talking about when he was standing there on the tarmac. They were waiting on a response from him, and he said this was an illegal attempt, you know, to bring me down. Well, the liberals come out and say that now he's blasting Mueller and the investigators for doing it. That's not what he was talking about. This is the spin that, you know, it was the dossier. That's what Trump was referring to, that this whole thing got started from the dossier. And it makes you just want to lose your mind listening to this sometimes. But I think it's best now just to ignore it and move along. Nothing's going to come from it. So,
did you see the puss on Rachel Maddow Friday? The screen capture of her. It looked like she had just had something that she fished out of the toilet for breakfast.
You know,
I loved every
oh, minute. I know. I tell you, we don't have time, but remind me and I'll tell you.
Well,
several years ago, I was on a flight home, and she was sitting one across the aisle from me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and we chatted for a little bit, and I'm telling you, oh, man.
I'll tell you what, if I was on the other side of an aisle, I'd be thinking real seriously about opening the door. Just to have the pleasure of watching her get sucked out into the sky.
I know it.
I just undo her seatbelts. Everybody buckle up. It's just her. She's the only one going on this trip. Oof. Shame on me for having these kind of thoughts.
Shame.
All right, at 5:23, while you were gone, Brent, we were reminding folks that now is a great time as our economy continues to look good and strong, to start taking advantage of that and planning for your future, whatever you're interested in preparing for, whether it's your kids' education, saving for a first home, most importantly, having a nest egg to fall back on if we elect another Obama or some other catastrophe, something that you've got that's a cushion, that protection, and the thing that will give you peace of mind and that you can ultimately build up for retirement. 387-0094 is the number to call to make that appointment and start that dialogue. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, War Eagle, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. War Eagle is going to be a fun week and weekend watching the games. And I don't know, man. North Carolina's a pretty good team.
But. Well, there have been upsets before. I remember Villanova in 1980, I think it was. What a big deal that was. It can happen. It can happen. If the stars line up right and the right people have good days and the right people have bad days, it could happen. But it's nice to be there. We will
Absolutely.
Talk tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
Right,
the opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:25. I just refreshed the radar. Look at this. Joey, I'm sharing this with you at the risk it might trigger you or frighten you.
Whoa, man!
Look at those big red cell storms that are now sinking closer and closer to our area. In fact, some look like they're very close to western Autauga County. We're all under a severe thunderstorm watch.
Are we going to be okay?
The garbage cans might get blown down. I wouldn't... Well, you know how safe it is in here. Darius Storm. Yeah. Do we have that? Do we have that?
I don't know. Do we still have
it? We had it somewhere.
Oh, man, that's years ago now.
That's like 5 years ago where we're sitting on the air here like we are today, and we heard thunder in the distance, and I stupidly said, wouldn't it be wild if we got hit by lightning during a storm? And then it happened like 30 seconds later. But these storms are moving quickly, and they are very ferocious-looking red dots headed our way. One of the coolest people I know here in the River Region is Charles Bubba Turner from John Lee Paints. I hope, you know, they have their own brand of exterior paint. This time of year when a lot of folks do exterior work because, you know, during the winter, it's just not fun to do anything. It's a good time to paint inside, but outside, not so much, especially in the spring before the weather gets really hot. And they now have their own brand at John Lee, Solar Proof, which is self-priming, mildew-resistant, and incredibly formulated to leave you a lasting result. Because when you paint outdoors, you want it to last. And this is ready to withstand the elements. It's all about having the right paint. That's for the exterior. John Lee Paints, Solar Proof. Inside, you want Richards. That is a paint that is also formulated. Now, you pay a little more for a paint like that, but you get a much bigger result than what you pay for because it is such excellent paint. They will answer any questions you have about the service you're about to cover, how to fix and, you know, little holes and patch up walls and stuff like that. They sell everything you need, and then they run down a checklist. So when you start your project, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you won't have to drop everything and run back for something you forgot. John Lee Paints, a legend at 34 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, just north of Atlanta Highway. And when you stop by, please tell them you heard about us here. And if Bubba Turner is there, thank him for supporting free speech and talk radio. Heath.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to call and say thank you. Joey did a great job on Friday with the guys that y'all had on, the Combat Bike Savers,
right,
taking care of veterans. I had a really good time with them, and I just appreciate y'all doing that and taking care of vets like that.
I am just sorry I wasn't here to do that personally, but I just wasn't. I couldn't have.
Yeah, I understand, man. But Joey did great, and thank you so much for having him on. Joey, for having him on. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Heath.
We love to support our veterans any way that we can possibly do that.
Well, thank you so much. I hope y'all have a good day.
Our pleasure. Thanks to Paul Brown, local hero, great guy. We're talking to Brent. We were trying to think of a term, and I was getting a message on the weather on the screen, so I got distracted. Obstruction of justice was the term. We figured it out. But, all the obstruction and no exoneration. Don't you have to be charged or accused of something to be exonerated from it?
Yeah,
like, all right, Joey, I did it for myself. I exonerated myself from murder. Didn't do it.
Right.
But an exoneration would not be necessary. Now, there's other things.
Well, I mean,
that I did do that I'm not proud of.
Right, and OJ was exonerated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it gets...
That's right.
I think the point is, why Mueller did that, we found no crime of obstruction, but it doesn't exonerate him either, is because the question of obstruction, even leaving off the table that it's a sitting president of the United States, obstruction becomes very murky if the underlying crime is shown not to happen, which the Russian collusion was the main thrust. So maybe what Mueller was tipping his hat to is the stuff going on in the Southern District of New York. So are they going to try to get a campaign finance violation with the Stormy Daniels story and Mr. Pecker's, you know, the catch and kill things they were doing? I don't know. But it's pretty clear that the AG and Rod Rosenstein, it's not like Rosenstein's just looking at this report, he's been there all along, said no, he didn't obstruct. Rosenstein did. So it's, on this particular investigation of Russian collusion and activities in the election with the Trump campaign, I don't think Trump obstructed at all. is it possible he was doing other things? I don't know. I find that's very murky, and that's why Mueller didn't want to pass any judgment.
Trump never wavered at one right. any point during this thing. I find it hard to believe that had he done something, would have been discovered long ago. They are what they're doing now is witch hunting, and it's wrong. No American president. Can you imagine? Had the Republicans behaved like the Democrats with Obama on an issue like the birth certificate? Or what does your book say? A book that your name is on, why does it say that you are proud to be the first Kenyan in the United States Senate? I mean, it's not like they pulled that whole idea of where are you from? Who are you? Who put you through school? Did you apply as a foreign student? Did you defraud our government? I mean, maybe it's beyond the statute of limitations, but it'd speak to the character of the individual involved, in which case he had none. 5:32.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
As we roll through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of jam-ups on the interstate. Things are really slow on I-85 as you pass through the downtown area. We don't see any accidents, but there's lots of slowdowns, so watch out where you're headed. It's going to be really slow when you get up to the interchange, and watch out for the traffic merging into the interstate from downtown on your right. There's a delay on I-65 as you head north, right around the Northern Boulevard. That one seems to be moving along okay, but there's a large crowd of cars there. As we check traffic on the boulevard, there's a large crowd around the truck stop at I-65. That also is going to be the case around Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, I-85, and around the Atlanta Highway. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Severe weather is possible across much of Alabama. The National Weather Service has said large hail and damaging winds are possible with Monday evening storms. Forecasters said the storms could bring winds up to 60 miles per hour and golf ball-sized hail. A state lawmaker is apologizing for an outburst on the floor of the Alabama House of Representatives in which she repeatedly shouted at House Speaker Mac McCutcheon. Representative Wandalyn Gavan issued a statement over the weekend that said she responded in a manner that didn't reflect her character or political office. Video from Alabama Public TV showed Gavan repeatedly shouting at the House Speaker during a Thursday debate. Several local churches came together over the weekend to raise money for Lee County tornado victims. The Hand in Hand benefit concert was held at Resurrection Catholic Church. All proceeds go to the East Alabama Medical Center Foundation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Oh, entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's The Commodores. You're once, twice. Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Commodores.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe? Is it? Before
no.
you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central. Now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler. Only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
All right, here's the scoop at 5:37. It's amazing to watch this weather approach from the north. And if you look to the north right now, I just saw Rich downstairs. That is a very, very Midwestern-looking sky. And it totally matches what we're seeing on the radar. These are big-ass thunderstorms that are moving very rapidly. I'm amazed at how much of the entire northern horizon that this thing has covered. And the tops of these are very tall because they've been literally blown off. That's why you see all these wispy clouds on the outside of these approaching storms. And Western Autauga County, I believe Elmore is probably getting storms right now and soon in the city. Rich is going to interrupt our broadcast to get us updated on this. Yeah, we could do that now. We got time. The Baumhauer's winning word, we haven't redeemed it yet today. So 272-9228. So let me do this.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Yeah, before Rich interrupts us for coverage of these approaching storms, let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word from today at 272-9228, 272-9228. Yesterday was another one of those days where the morning started out cool, popped on the furnace. By the afternoon, the AC was working. Stressful time for your central comfort system. I strongly suggest to get maximum efficiency out of your system and prevent breakdown, get a Clark's Club membership. Simple as calling 277-2125 and teaming up with the best, most experienced, qualified people to handle your heating and AC needs and plumbing. It's quite a team. People who are thoroughly background checked and vetted. These are the folks you want in your home. All of them are just the best at what they do. And as human beings go, they're pretty special people. 272-922, or that's our number, excuse me. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's, Alabama certification number 99004. Now we can go down the lines and find caller 9 in the ringing, redeeming the Baumhauer's winning word for this morning. That was caller 1. You are caller 2. You are caller 3. It shouldn't be a hard word to remember.
No, not at all.
We picked a pretty obvious one today, as a matter of fact, given, you know, recent sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're waiting. Lunch for 2 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Caller 4.
This is four. This is five. We're just a few away here. 272-9228.
I think you caught him off guard doing this contest so late.
Yeah, this is a little bit late for us.
Caller six.
Caller six. Caller seven.
Seven.
Ooh. Now we have to get the sad trombone ready for caller eight. Your caller eight.
I gave him the last Friday.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I asked your name.
It's Wildwood.
Wildwood. What's the winning word?
Auburn.
Yeah! That is correct. Auburn was the winning word today to honor their success in the NCAA tournament, and you have won lunch for two at Bomb Hours Victory Grill.
Awesome.
Hang on. Young Joey is going to be with you to get that information. You'll be able to redeem that at Bomb Hours on the Boulevard or Bomb Hours downtown, where lunch is served from 11 to 2 Monday through Friday. You can park for free on the lower level and walk in climate controlled comfort to the restaurant if the weather's inclement. Although, as Rich pointed out today, we are about to watch that streak of nice days come to an end. All right, now, again, advising you, we're going to be interrupted by Rich Thomas from the Rich Thomas Weather Center in just a moment. So before we do that, let's make a quick trip down to traffic and Jeff Balaki and get the latest from him as these storms, powerful storms, move into the area.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we roll through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of jam-ups on the interstate. Things are really slow on I-85 as you pass through the downtown area. We don't see any accidents, but there's lots of slowdowns, so watch out where you're headed. It's going to be really slow when you get up to the interchange, and watch out for the traffic merging into the interstate from downtown on your right. There's a delay on I-65 as you head north right around the Northern Boulevard. That one seems to be moving along okay, but there's a large crowd of cars there. As we check traffic on the boulevard, there's a large crowd around the truck stop at I-65. That also is going to be the case around Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, I-85, and around the Atlanta Highway. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Again, expecting an interruption from the Rich Thomas Network, Weather Network, at any time now as severe weather moves into the area. Now in Autauga County, now in Elmore. Get your Rich Thomas Weather app on.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
All right. I went to pull up our app. Instead, hit a video I just posted on Facebook of Donald Trump dancing in some kind of gladiator outfit that I received from my friend Jay Quellen earlier. We're just trying to figure out when they're going to cut in. Now, they may have already done it. We don't know. What we have here is what's called the programming system, which we hear what we're doing in real time. What you hear comes out 20 seconds later. So we have no button that tells us what's actually on the air at the moment. So Joey's checking our app.
We're still on air.
We're still on the air. I thought they said 5:45, 5:46. We're going to cut in and we're going to interrupt all
technical difficulties.
I'm going to give somebody technical difficulties. Well, we could talk to Chad while we're waiting.
Get over it, Boomer!
It's looking pretty ugly out here, but enough about Michael Avenatti.
Oh, God. Another
what
one.
Hey, it's a twofer weekend. Avenatti's indicted, and Mark Garagos is the co-conspirator in that indictment.
Oh, there's going to be more. There's going to be more.
Yeah, and Smollett apparently is involved in it somehow. So,
good, because I want Jesse to spend a lot of time in jail. He'll be very happy there.
I mean, it's like an embarrassment of riches for Trumpsters this weekend, right?
You know, I had a note from my friend Kirk earlier that I shared in which he said, you know, I wondered about Jeff Sessions from day one. And what Sessions likely did was say, stay out, don't interfere. We all were wondering why he wasn't standing up for his boss, but in fact, they played it perfectly. Because
yeah,
they knew there was nothing, and that eventually that would be the outcome, and that way they couldn't be accused of obstructing or tampering.
I think today CNN broadcasters are saying, don't worry about it, people. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Ain't much left of it now. Well, listen, I know I'll get off because I got to wait to hear what's going on, but I will say this. I mean, it was half the sky was sunshine a minute ago, and half of it is, like, getting pretty dark and ugly.
All right, I just got note that the interruption is less than 2 minutes away.
All right, I don't want to be an interrupter. So.
But it's all smiles today, Chad, no doubt.
All right, yeah, it is. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hopefully I can get this message in without interruption. And that message is on behalf of our friends at Lewis Lawn. Open bright and early at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, till 5 in the afternoon, with a great range of tools and equipment to keep your house beautiful. The professionals choose Lewis Lawn because they know that whatever they buy there, they can bring back for service. They have a full service department to cover the warranty. When you buy at a box store, that warranty, you may as well, hang it on your kitchen wall as a decoration, because they're going to give you an 800 number to call, and then you're kind of like, don't you even care that what you sold me doesn't work or I'm having a problem with it? Actually, they don't, because...
This is Rich Thomas in the Blue Water Weather Center, and we are interrupting across the radio dial now on all 8 Blue Water stations. We want to let everybody know, especially here in the metro area, about a line of thunderstorms that is moving through central Alabama right now. The line is from Rockford to, take a look at some of these cities here, across just north of Deetsville now, over to the Billingsley area. And so it's coming in through northern Elmore, northern Autauga County. There's a new warning for Dallas County now till 6:15. So we have several warnings just north of the Montgomery metro area. But if you are in places like Selma, if you're in places like Prattville and Montgomery and Wetumpka and Millbrook, within the hour, you're going to be dealing with this line of thunderstorms, which has had a history of producing large hail and also damaging winds in some cases. It's moving southeastward. And again, the counties under warnings right now include Dallas, Autauga, Elmore, but eventually they will translate right here into the local Montgomery metro area. There is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for all of us until 9 o'clock tonight, all the way down to the Troy area. So again, and we're going to throw it back to programming in just a moment. Just to review, we have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for a large area, and right now a line of thunderstorms, which has had a history of producing large hail and damaging winds, is moving southward. It's already in the northern part of Elmore and Autauga County and northern Dallas County, and heading on southeastward, we're all going to have to deal with it. So get ready. We'll do another interrupt as this storm system comes into the metro area. For right now, we'll throw it back to regular programming. programming, Rich Thomas in the Blue Water Weather Center.
Tired of renting? Save more than $500.
Okay, so I guess now we're back. Here's what we'll do. It's 5:51. I actually, at this moment, since I am Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class, I would like to run downstairs quickly and take a look at the sky.
Okay.
And come back with what I report. And this will be our final look at the roads at 5:51.
Don't forget your weather sticks.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Sticks!
Oh, there they are. Okay, now I can go downstairs.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look around the river region. And as we get closer to the 6 o'clock hour, the traffic has thinned out considerably. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They're rolling along now at a speed limit ride. There's no real troubles on the boulevard, but there's a large crowd on the southern side of the boulevard near Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. And if you're headed up to Wetumpka, we see a pretty large crowd around Redland Road, so be careful if you're headed up that direction. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Montgomery Subaru.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Just type into Google your birthday. After you write Florida man, there's an old man who was arrested making love to his tractor again. To the mall without clothes. He set fire my lawn, breaks into nail salons, and tries to lick everyone's toes. Only in Florida is munching on bath salts. Meth at school tonight. Well, you're trying to score with a gator now, and you're making all the headlines.
5:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Well, what an afternoon it's been.
Right.
Quite busy. We have spent time celebrating is the right word. On one hand, I'm glad. Would you want to be Bob Mueller right now? For 2 years, we were lectured to respect. Mm-hmm. How dare you look askew at the special counsel and his team of a-holes, attorneys. All Democrats, all vicious, foaming at the mouth, Trump-hating Democrats. And then he puts his report out, and there's nothing in there that's even remotely close to impeachment. And now they want to pull him in front of Congress. And God help the man having to sit there in front of the likes of...
If they pull him in front of Congress, I don't think that'll go well for people like Adam Schiff.
You know what? Schiff and Occasional Cortex should have a contest to see whose eyes pop out the most. The furthest. Is that Schiff or Cortex? Because she always looks like she just saw her first naked man.
Oh, really?
And he looks like he just saw his first naked man. Really? Have you ever seen a picture of Schiff?
Well, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Didn't make my eyes pop out.
Well, yeah. I mean, you saw that in, like, high school.
Let's not go there.
Swim practice.
Let's not go there.
Walking around on your knees in the buff in your birthday suit along with the rest of your classmates with your weirdo perv coach.
Don't forget to wash your dingleberries. How is it that some moments in high school... Did I ever post that thing? Somebody sent me from ancient times this. This is my high school newspaper. Editorial invokes DJ response. And I was going to put it on Facebook, mm-hmm. And I was writing a post for it. Did I ever get it on there? I put the Trump dancing thing... birds. No, I didn't. I guess I didn't. Who cares anyway? Nobody really cares. So what's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour?
I'm going to talk some about the ramifications of Mueller's findings.
Mm-hmm.
And I might tell a pretty fascinating story about the Vikings and their swords and the religious ceremonies around their swords. But also, you know, make a wrestling analogy about this Mueller thing with the double turn and heels, baby faces, the ramifications it might have for 2020. I think it could work out.
How wrestling?
Yeah. Wrestling teaches you a lot about basic psychology of not only good guys, bad guys, but the mob and what people like. And it actually plays pretty well. And I also bring this up because Donald Trump has long been... a wrestling fan. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
That's right. No wonder you love the guy.
Sure.
He's got his proper place there.
I still love Stone Cold dressing him down in the ring. I don't care if you're worth $4 billion, $5 billion. This is my ring. If you cross me, I'll stomp a mud hole in your ass or something like that. It's pretty good.
Huh?
You don't even pay attention when I talk about wrestling. You know, I humor
in a way,
you.
In a way, we've been together so long, it's kind of like being married. So there are times when, you're
babbling. Yeah, but I take the time when you're blathering about the Smithsonian Channel and Aerial
What's
America.
What's on tonight?
I've already put my computer up. It's too late. I'll see you tomorrow.